Nadal's own Ma Perkins, America's mother of the air, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Oxydol. But first, just a couple of days ago, I found myself at a sink washing dishes. Of course, I've washed dishes before, but my recent experience reminded me of what an unpleasant job dishwashing is. And it also showed me once again what a marvelous soap Ma Perkins' own granulated Oxydol is when it comes to washing dishes. If you haven't tried Oxydol for dishwashing, you certainly should do so this very evening. Because, well, really, Oxydol speeds up the whole job from start to finish. In the first place, you just pour Oxydol right out of the package into the sink or dish pan, and by the time you fill it with water, you have the richest, thickest suds you probably ever saw. Oxydol is granulated, and it dissolves immediately in hard or soft water, and makes rich, thick suds instantly without any waiting at all. And those suds have extra cleaning power, too. They seem to get right down and surround the grease particles and literally float the grease away. So your glassware, silver, china, and even pots and pans come clean and bright in practically no time at all. No wasted time, no unnecessary work with Oxydol. And yet, after the dishes are rinsed and dried, they actually look cleaner, sparkle and glisten more than they ordinarily do. Oxydol removes all the grease, and then a quick rinse removes every trace of Oxydol. There's no undissolved soap to mar the brilliant luster of your glassware and china. There's no undissolved soap left because Oxydol dissolves completely. There's nothing but suds, and suds rinse right off. So glass and china are cleaner and brighter. And one other thing that's very important. Oxydol isn't harsh or caustic. Doesn't make your hands rough or red. Why, actually, your hands should be as white and smooth after washing as they were before. Get an orange and blue bullseye package of Oxydol this afternoon. O-X-Y-D-O-L, Oxydol. See for yourself what a grand job this granulated soap does in your dishpan. And now for Ma Perkins. My son-in-law, Willie Fitz, has been very excited about a wild idea for making an automobile fuel out of cornstarch. He's been trying everywhere to borrow money to invest in this harebrained business. And Friday, you remember, we left Willie in the office of Ma's worst enemy, Sam Grimm. Willie was just getting ready to sign a memorandum bill of sale on Ma's lumberyard. He was signing this bill of sale in order to get $4,000 to invest with the two promoters, Vanderpool and Dickinson. Well, today, our scene opens at the lumberyard just a few minutes later. Well, he's still in the office of Sam Grimm, but, well, here, Ma and Shuffle just arriving at the lumberyard now.
What you going to do about Willie, Ma?
My goodness, I just don't know, Shuffle. I don't know what to do with that boy sometimes.
I'm trying to find a way to get away with all that, Ma.
Well, I can tell you we ain't going to get away with it much longer. My Lance, he ain't been around the lumberyard for a week almost.
Nope, he ain't. Here, let me open the door for you.
Thank you, Shepard. I think I know what Willie's fooling around with, too.
You mean that during cornstalk fuel idea, Ma?
Yes. And I told him them two fellas, them two big financiers from New York, Mr. Vanderpool, Mr. Dickinson. I told Willie they just are out and out city stickers.
Well, shucks, telling Willie don't do no good, Ma. How would he get some kind of idea in his head about making a fortune or something?
Oh, I expect it don't do any good just talking to him.
Well, you ought to lay down the law to him, Ma. Dirty, he's just taking advantage of you, that's all.
Well, I am going to lay down the law to Willie Shuffle. I've had just about enough of this here nonsense. The idea, him gallivanting around Main Street, too busy to stop and talk. And neglecting the lumberyard the way he has been.
Gosh, all him. You'd think Willie could see what them two fellas are.
My land, you would think so. They didn't have a single bit of evidence to prove they was getting patents on their cornstalk fuel proposition.
Yeah.
And Shepard, you know they wouldn't be letting Willie into something they thought was going to make a whole lot of money just because he helped them a little around town.
No, don't seem like they would, Ma. But you think he has been fooling around with this Mr. Vanderpool, Mr. Dixon, on that darned idea of making fuel out of cornstalk?
Well, my goodness, I can't figure out what else could be making him neglect the lumberyard the way he's been doing. And the way he was all hit up over this crazy idea of them two fellas.
Yeah, he even tried to get me to talk to you about it.
Oh, for the land's sake. Well, it can be such a fool sometimes. thinking that if he gets $4,000, he's going to make millions.
Sure been talking millions, all right.
Well, I declare I can't figure out what he's up to outside that corn stalk fuel.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it must be, all right.
I suppose them two fellas must have him chasing all over creation for him. And they've probably promised Willie the moon.
Gosh, oh, Emma, I never seen Willie going as fast as he was when we bumped into him down on Main Street a while ago.
No. And I can tell you he wouldn't be going that fast to get order for the lumberyard either.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down and have a talk with Abby. See if she can do anything with him.
Yeah, that might be an idea, Ma. Because, gosh, there's a lot of building going on. A lot of new houses being put up around town.
Yeah, and we ought to be getting some of that business.
Mm-hmm.
And here Willie's fooling around with some harebrained notion of making some kind of gasoline out of corn stalks.
Well, you ought to get him told, Ma.
Indeed I am. I'm going to get Willie told, good and fast. And I'm going to have a talk with Abby, too. Because I declare I ain't going to stand for this any longer.
You're darn tootin', you oughtn't to.
No, I can't, Chippa. We make our living, all of us, out of the lumberyard. And Willie's got to work for his living just like the rest of us. Yes, indeed.
Well, I wish you'd let me get a hold of Willie, Ma. I'd sure give him a heap to think about.
Well, land of ocean, I just wish I could see Willie right this minute. I'd tell him a plenty, Chippa. I'd make him understand just what the lumberyard does mean to all of us.
Yes, if Ma could only see Willie right now, could make him understand what the lumberyard does mean to the whole Perkins family. Then, things might turn out different, happier. Because right this minute, Willie's seated at the office of the scheming Sam Grimm, Ma's worst enemy. Sam Grimm and his bookkeeper, Hunkins, have drawn up the bill of sale on Ma Perkins' lumberyard. Grimm said it's only a memorandum bill of sale, and it won't be filed at the courthouse. And Willie, eager to get that $4,000 loan, is walking right into Sam Grimm's trap. Will he really sign that bill of sale? Let's listen.
There you are, Willie. There's the memo bill of sale on the Perkins lumberyard.
All right. Thanks, Hunkins. Now, there's something right there at the bottom, Willie. That down here, huh?
Yeah, that's that.
Well, gosh, I don't know, Mr. Grimm.
What's the matter, Willie? Not worried anymore, are you?
But are you sure this memo bill of sale won't get me in any trouble?
Well, you're a businessman. You ought to know this won't get you in any trouble.
Of course not, Willie. Like Mr. Green says, it ain't a regular bill of sale.
No, it won't be filed at the courthouse like a regular bill of sale.
You're sure about that? You're dead sure?
Why? Oh, you know that I wouldn't mislead you, Willie. Why, you're too smart for that.
Well, then this is just a memo bill of sale, a memorandum between us. That's all, huh?
Why, nothing else. And just as soon as you start making money, hand over seats on that corn stock fuel proposition for them two New York financiers and the fool and Nickerson, why, you can pay me off. And I'll give you this memo bill of sale right back.
Sure, nobody will ever know a darn thing about it.
Well, it sounds like it's all right.
Well, now, Willie, I've got the $4,000 in cash right here for you. Of course, now, if there's any doubt in your mind... Well,
I believe you, Mr. Clement. And I know this corn stalk fuel proposition can't miss. I just can't. And I wouldn't get left out of it for anything.
Well, then you better sign on that bottom line there, Willie, and get that $4,000 over to Vanderpool and Dickerson. Or they might be letting someone else in.
Yep, I guess I'd better. Now, do you want me to sign Willie Fitt, manager of the Perkins Lumberyard, or what?
No. I don't want you to sign your own name.
Heck, that ain't no good in case anything happens, Willie.
Well, how do you mean? Why, I thought...
No, Willie. It's got to be Ma Perkins' signature on that memo bill of sale. I got to be protected, you know.
Oh, but gosh, Mr. Grimm, I can't go sign in Ma's name. Oh, that's illegal.
Oh, you're all wrong, Willie.
Anyhow, you sure are, Willie. Tain't illegal, nohow.
Well, I don't understand. Why isn't it illegal? And anyhow, what do you need Ma's name on it for?
Well, you see, Willie, I can't take your name on it, because you don't own the lumberyard. See? You'd be signing for something you don't own.
No, I don't own it. And if I did sign Ma's name, it would be illegal then, wouldn't it?
Why, of course not. You're a manager of the lumberyard, ain't you, Willie?
Yeah, I'm manager of the lumberyard, but...
Well, then you ought to have power to sign Ma's name. Why, every manager has that power, Willie.
Sure, never heard of a business yet where the manager didn't have power to sign for anything.
Oh, you didn't?
Why, of course not.
Well, I don't know. I never had signed Ma's name to checks or anything like that.
Oh, but this is different, Willie. Anyhow, like I say, this is only a memo bill of sale. Just between us.
It ain't going to be filed at the courthouse.
Sure ain't nothing to worry about, Willie. Nothing ain't all.
Why, of course not. Well, I don't know if it is all right, but... Well, now, just quit worrying about it. Right here, sign right here. Right down there. And I got some other business to attend to today.
Well, all right. Now, I signed right down here on this bottom line.
Yep. And here's my fountain pen, Willie.
Oh, thanks. Just, Ma Perkins is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, here goes.
A-N-A-P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
There you are. Fine. Fine and dandy, Willie. Hawkins, you sign over here as the witness, will you?
Yep, sure will.
Oh, but I thought you didn't need any witnesses.
Oh, no legal witnesses, Willie. You see, we ain't putting any notary seal on it. Don't forget that.
Oh, I see. Yes,
well,
yes.
There you are, Mr. Grimm.
Well, that's fine and dandy, Hawkins. Fine and dandy. Now, I'll get that $4,000 in cash out of the safe there for Willie.
You bet I will.
Well, let's start. And now you watch my smoke when I get going on the corn-stalk fuel invention with Vanderpool and Dickinson.
You ought to make a pile of money, Willie. One of the best propositions I've run into in many a long year.
Oh, it's a big thing, all right.
Yep. You ought to be one of the big men in this town in no time at all, Willie.
Oh, I will be, if you watch. I always told them I'd make them stand up and take notice someday. And this corn-stalk fuel thing will do it.
Here you are, Mr. Grimm. $4,000 in cash.
Thanks, Uncle. There you are, Willie.
Oh, boy. Oh, thanks. $4,000 in cold, hard cash. Boy, well, I show these financiers I can keep my word. You know, they didn't believe I could get that $4,000.
Well, you sure surprised them, Willie. And I know you'll make good with them, too.
Yeah, I sure do envy you, Willie.
Yep, I guess I'm sitting right on top of the world now. Well, I'll be getting underway, Mr. Glenn. I have to get over and see Mr. Vanderpool and Mr. Dickinson and close the deal.
All right, Willie. And good luck to you. I know you'll turn that $4,000 into a fortune.
Yeah, bet you he will, too.
A fortune? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, you watch. I have a few millions. Boy, I can see myself now with a great big car and a yacht and a private estate. And...
Goodbye, Willie.
And while Willie dreams of millions of cars and yachts and private estates, Sam Grimm is congratulating himself on his smooth work in finally getting his hands on Ma Perkins' lumberyard. It looks like Ma Perkins will have to pay for Willie's foolish dreams of grandeur, all right. The bill of sale is signed. But will Willie turn this $4,000 over to those two confidence men, Vanderpool and Dickinson? Or will Ma find out about it and save Willie and herself? We'll find out tomorrow, so be sure to listen. Now, you remember before we heard Ma Perkins, I told you what a marvelous job Octodoll can do in your big pan. How much time and work the few granulated soap saves on that big 3 times a day job of washing dishes. But remember, Octodoll can't save you any time or any work until you get a package and try it. It won't help you a bit as long as your package stays on the dealer's shelf. Octodoll can save you a lot of time and work if you'll just go down to your dealer and get that big orange and blue bullseye package. Now, don't put it off. Don't wait. Because every day you wait means that much wasted effort. That much work you didn't have to do. That much time you could have saved. Octodoll will give the same marvelous results in your dishpan that it's giving right now in millions of sinks and dishpans throughout the country. I'll guarantee once you try Octodoll for dishwashing, you'll never again go back to old-fashioned soap. So get an orange and blue bullseye package this afternoon. O-X-Y-D-O-L. Octodoll. Use it in your sink or dishpan tonight. You'll always be glad you took my advice. And listen to Ma Perkins tomorrow. Is Willie Fitz really going to get that $4,000 to Vanderpool and Dickinson? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Dick Wells saying goodbye.